Hey y'all, hey, this is Fiat Hollins. I am an author, scriptwriter, and creator of the Get Naked Movement, where I share stories, mine and those of others, about healing from the inside out so that we all can be great. What I am not is a counselor, therapist, or psychologist, but am an enthusiast who is passionate about healing and getting unstuck. And today, I'm going to give you four reasons why you should not want to be a side chick. So just a little background. You can also find out more by going to my website, fiathollins.com, and reading some of my blog posts, or even by going to my YouTube channel. I've been pretty transparent the past few years about what I've been through, because by doing so, it's helped me grow and helped me heal and grow through some things. So in the past, all I would attract were married men, unavailable men, unavailable people. To be more specific, it became the norm for me, so I accepted it as my quote-unquote fate. So I'm the type of person who believes that everything happens for a reason, and the fact that I kept attracting those types of people had to mean something. Well, it did mean something. It meant that I had to get to the core of my issues and assess the energy I was putting into the universe. You see, we get what we put out. And I was putting out, no pun intended, I was putting out that I was emotionally unavailable and didn't want a relationship and didn't trust anyone. So guess what? We attract who we are, not what we want. Did you get that? So since I was emotionally unavailable and did not want to commit and did not want a relationship, I attracted all of those who wanted those same things. But deep down, I did want a relationship. I just didn't know how to go about it the right way. Okay, so here are four reasons why you shouldn't want to be a side chick. Number one, it's degrading. Regardless of how glorified the media and your friends make it, there aren't enough clothes, money, and trips that can compensate for your worth. Which leads me to number two, worth. Settling to be a side piece says a lot about how you view yourself. It's all about mindset. Once we know what we're valued at, we will not discount ourselves. We absolutely will not. We don't go on sale. We don't go on clearance. It's just the price that we are, that's what we are, period. Number three is disrespectful. Not only are you disrespecting yourself by accepting mediocrity, you're disrespecting that woman that he, and sometimes she, because let's keep it real, this is now all about being heterosexual and all that, but I'll get into that in another segment. You're disrespecting that woman that he is committed to, because at the end of the day, we have to do the right thing even when others aren't, because ultimately, it's our cross to bear. They will get their turn come judgment day. And number four is lonely. Bonding, intimacy, and sex are all natural needs. We all want those things. We need those things. But when you're someone's option and not their priority, though they may shower you with gifts and give you money and spend some time with you, when they leave, it's just you by yourself, wondering when the next phone call, text, or encounter is going to be. That is lonely. So, it's not worth it. Trust me. This is coming from a recovering attention whore. Now, I know some of y'all might laugh at that, but the truth of it all is, a lot of us are attention whores. There's nothing wrong with wanting attention because we all need it. Notice I said need and not want it. It's just that those of us who lack getting it in a healthy way, we seek it by any means necessary with little to no discretion as to who it comes from. So it really doesn't matter to us as long as someone is paying us attention, which is very unhealthy. So you don't want to be and shouldn't want to be someone's option, someone's afterthought, someone's number two, someone's side chick, because it's degrading, it diminishes your worth, it's disrespectful, and it's lonely. Thank y'all. Bye.